I said once to our next speaker that the project he's involved in gives him a chance to turn his dust into cash. Some of you were at the seminar yesterday, and many of you were not, but I want to give you for another opportunity at making real money, Charlie Richardson and Jonas Klink about the eBay project. Charlie, Jonas, go. $50 bid and now $55, will you give me $55, I'll make it a $55 bid, $55, I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out and walk him, boy. Here we come, a lock number 29 in, what are they going to give for him? I'm a 25, I'll get 35, another 50, make a 50, bid it on a 59, 60, will you give me 69, 75, 85, 95,
that's going too fast for me, I don't get the reference, but...
Oh,
okay, all right, I get it now, auctions. Jeez. All right. as I told everyone yesterday, this project between NFB and eBay, I had heard about it, but I didn't really take interest in it until I saw an email that was going out about the deadline for applications. And I decided to go ahead and apply because I see myself sometimes as the Ralph Cramden, always looking for something else, you know, to do. And, you know, 20 years in the vending program, I did just about all I can do there and was looking for something different to do or additional to do, as I'm always filling in that spare time with other things to do. Wound up putting in the application and... was accepted to the first class, and I did well. I mean, I didn't find a lot of problems using the website. I had an account that goes back to 99, did some things back then, but I've seen a lot of changes in eBay over time also. And came out of the class and wound up selling an item or two items, and then I did nothing. I went back to work and got busy with the Capitol newsstand in March with budget crunch and, you know, the busyness that we have then. And after a while, April came and went, and May was coming and going, and I wasn't doing anything, and was offered the chance to, you know, if it wasn't what I wanted to do, I could have just said, you know, this isn't what I want to do, and they would have, you know, I wouldn't have been asked to join conference calls and all the other things we were doing. But I started to put in an effort, and we, you know, Jonas will explain some of the other things. I'm had something come up, so I'm trying to tell the story, but move on. We had consultants that worked with us, an on-ramp consultant, that's one-on-one work, you know, a trainer in some sense, who kind of motivated me, helped me know some of the things of how to get better attention to your auctions and things. And in 45 days, which it's a 90-day program, but in 45 days I technically qualified, but it took for the next review to go through for me to reach that top-rated seller status on eBay. And I was told that of eBay sellers, you know, which I think there was a million sellers of, there's 20% of us that have reached that status. So it is a, and I don't think I would have done it without the program that we have here and all the support that we had. And most of what I've done was in 2 hours, you know, each evening coming home, you know, go to work and ship out some things. Some mornings I'd come in after the weekend, have to ship 25 items out, and you know, pretty much in some weekdays I'd ship 5 or 10 items out, and you know, if you have stuff up there, you would be surprised at the things people will buy. I mean, I open a box of liquidated DVDs because I was just going to sell these for practice, and it turned out to find out you could actually keep doing this, and you know, you sell a bunch of them and you wind up making money. But I don't think there's much that you can't find, and also finding things on eBay, which, you know, it's called arbitrage, is finding things right there on eBay that someone didn't list well and turn around and selling it. My biggest one with that was the week someone told me there was an IDMate Summit, which is the newest version of their barcode scanner. When I got it, I found out it was even still under warranty listed on eBay for $99. During the week of the NFB National Convention and ACB National Convention, when all these blind people are at convention, not looking at their computer for eBay items, and I got it for $100, and I turned around and sold it for $550. I've had collected rare coins in the past, sold a lot of my collection, because it's been in boxes for 10 years. I sold the dime for $365, which actually went for a better price than most of them I saw going at that time. And also picking up, you know, more arbitrage opportunities, picked up a Morgan dollar for $45 on there, turned around and relisted it, and sold it for, I think, $79, which is almost retail. You go in retail stores. So sometimes people get caught up in the auction and they overpay for items, but, you know, they're having fun. And if they're having fun, I'm making money. And
can you sell some fireballs?
Sell fireballs. And people sell food and snacks also. I mean, I think their advertisement now is, if you can think of it, it's on eBay. So anyway, that's my quick story, and I'll let Jonas take it.
So I actually have my own microphone, Charlie. If you want to stay by the mic, I might have a couple of questions for you. Okay. He got stage fright. Okay, that's good. He'll be back for the food. So thanks, Charlie, for the introduction. My name is Jonas Klink, and I am the senior product manager to run, have the pleasure to run eBay's Global Accessibility Program. I have had the great pleasure of speaking at the National Convention in Orlando, for those of you who were there. How many of you were at the National Convention? Say aye. Yeah. We had a lot of fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm tired.
Carl's still tired.
Exactly.
All right. So, I've been, as I've said, I've had the great fortune to work together closely with the NFB, with all of you great folks. I've been working on accessibility for the industry for about the past 6 years, but it has, and I can honestly say, this year has been one of the most fun years that I've had, not because of Orlando only, although that was a great part, but because, as Charlie said, in February we started this pilot program where we brought in 16 from your community that Charlie was one of them, based on their business proposals, got some training, set up their businesses, and we've actually seen some very, very real results. As Charlie said, and he was really modest about it, we had Charlie and a couple of others reach top-rated seller status, which is actually a really, really amazing accomplishment. He said about 20%, and thinking about the fact that we have about 96 million people on there, and out of that, just in a couple of months span, we're able to get a significant portion from the pilot program, turn around and become top rated sellers, and actually make a lot of money from their businesses in such a short time. It's really, really gratifying for me, and an easy story for me to stand here and tell. So, I don't know how many in here feel like they have a good grip of what eBay is all about. Say aye. So maybe about half. So let me mention a little bit more, talk a little bit about eBay. So eBay is built off of the fundamental principle that people are good, and that bartering and going to the marketplace is fun. I asked this of the class yesterday, but I'll try it here again. So how do you know how much an item is worth? So shout it out if you know. Exactly. So what somebody is willing to pay for it. And that's exactly what eBay is based off of, right? You have something, and you can start with anything that's sitting around your house, be it in your garage, be it, you know, in your closet, anything that you want to clear out, your wife's been nagging you, that, you know, that antler collection or you know, those vintage baseball cards that you loved when you were, you know, a kid, maybe collecting more dust and taking up more room than her shoe collection that she wanted to expand.
When
we can auction the twins. I'm not sure, but I'm sure there's a market for the gavels. I was gonna look, but I had to come up here too quickly to see how many gavels are currently at sale at eBay and what we could potentially get for this one. But so jokes aside, we have about, as I said, 420 million people. Out of those, about 96 million people are active on eBay. eBay has a presence in 39 different markets globally. So for each and every one of you sitting in here, you could, starting today or tomorrow, list anything and have a 96 million people audience potentially bidding on that item.
969?
All right. Well, you have some stiff competition there, Carlin. We'll have to list it. We'll have to lift it at a competitive price. But there are some really interesting numbers around how much is currently selling at eBay. Can anyone in here guess how much worth of goods in dollars sold on eBay just the first quarter of this year? Shout it out.
$5 billion?
Yeah. Were you in my class? That's actually really close. It's about $4.5 billion worth of goods. Just over the span of one quarter. If you translate that into time of the year, for those of you who are quick math wits, that translates to about $2,000 per second worth of goods that are sold on eBay. Carl will take 10 minutes. That's great. I'll keep my speech short to make sure that I can get back to making money as well. So what I'm trying to get at here is that what makes me really exciting about this pilot program is that, as we all know, jobs creation is an extremely hot topic. And jobs creation for this particular audience, as we've talked about earlier today, and as Governor Patterson mentioned as well, is at an appalling low rate. I mean, the numbers that's been throwing around is about 70% of unemployment or unemployment. And that's something that I know all of you, and myself included, we all know we need to make a difference there. Now, how are we going to be able to make a difference? Is eBay alone going to be able to help? Well, probably not. It's not going to be able to be a solution for every one of you. But the reason that I'm excited about this is that amidst all of this debate, amidst all of the debate around subminimum wage and what have you, there is a real opportunity for here to join Charlie and join the others. It's part of the pilot program here, and we've opened it up for anyone to participate and say to those who won't employ you that you can keep your jobs. I'm going to create my own future. I'm going to create an entrepreneurial opportunity for myself, and I'm going to make all or partial part of my income as my own business. Now, how many of you in here have thought about starting your own business? So, that seems like at least
enthusiasm.
Yeah, I know. it sounded like it was at least half, if not a majority. Which is pretty much similar to what you'll see among Americans in general. About 60% of the U.S. population wants to start their own business. And you're seeing about 500,000 new businesses being started every year in the U.S. Now, the interesting and pretty scary piece there is that about half of those businesses fail, and just over the first couple of years. Now, why do you guys think that is? Why do you think these businesses typically fail? Lack of knowledge, poor management, overhead, cost, all of those are definitely pieces. So I can imagine among all of those who thought about setting up their own businesses in here that a lot of these things feel really daunting and as really concerning problems, right? Am I right? We had a, all right, so most people have fallen asleep. for those of you still awake, yeah. For those of you still awake, what makes me, again, very excited about the program that we've developed is that there's such a low barrier of entry, right? You don't need any capital to get started. All you need is an idea, something you want to sell that you think is fun. And then I've encouraged a couple of people that I've talked to that's asking, how do I start? What do I start selling? What sells on eBay? Well, all you really need is something that you're really passionate about. Now, between the 96 million people that are out there and about 200 million active listings at any given time, there is a market for pretty much everything. You can sell everything from, as Charlie said, collectibles, DVDs, clothing, fashion, travel even. We had talked about that earlier. There's pretty much a category for anything. So whatever you're excited about, whatever you feel would be fun to run your business around, there's probably some amount of opportunity out there. Now, is it going to require some work? Certainly. I mean, you to be a successful seller on eBay, you need to do your research, you need to make sure you price your item right, and what have you. But as Charlie said, he's been able to make actually, you know, thousands of additional dollars. I think he mentioned in the class yesterday that he's making, he has a possibility extending it over the full year here to make about $10,000 extra over the year, just spending about 2 hours per day on his eBay business. So he's been noodling around and thinking, what can I do if I did this full time? Right? So a lot of people think of those ways, and we have about 3 million people that are making their primary living off of just selling on eBay. So that's pretty much what I prepared to talk about. Charlie gave an even better introduction speaking from his perspective, but I would love to take any questions that you might have here in the room, or I'll be around a little bit later as well if you want to follow up and talk to me about specific ideas you have. Mindy. Any questions? Mindy.
Yeah.
Sure.
The travel one. Okay, thanks. Yeah, because that way the people listening on the internet can hear us. So what, if I want to get started, I couldn't be at your seminar because we had a seminar going across down the hall from you. But if I want to get started, what will the EJ Project do for me? Let's say I have, Let's say that I do want to sell, and I think it's a pretty popular item. What can I do, and what will the eBay Project do for me?
Well, so first off, a good place to start and to get in touch with me and the program is to go to ebayinc.com. That's eBay, I-N-C, it's one word, .com/accessibility. That has all the instructions, step by step, all the way from registering and setting up your eBay account, all the way to completing your first sale. Now, what specifically is there in the program that we gave without a cost to the pilot program, and we're continuing to offering, is first off, you have a community of existing sellers. There's an NFB listserv that you can join, that I myself have joined as well. And we'll answer any questions that you may have if you're just curious what to sell it, how to list it, how to maximize, what have you. Now, once we have seen that you've reached a certain level of seriousness, just because we want to make sure that we spend the time on those that are actually serious about their business, we have this on-ramp program that Charlie mentioned. That is free of cost for anyone who's participating in this jobs creation program. And once you've gotten a couple of listings up, you've gotten a couple of sales under your belt, so we know that you're serious, then we will offer you personalized support over the phone, where these agents that are all certified eBay trainers and very knowledgeable, all great sellers on eBay themselves, will sit down with you over the phone, talk about your goals, talk about what you've done so far, and help you and challenge you to become and grow to the next level. So those are parts of the program, but there's a lot more to be found at that website that I mentioned as well. Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. Other, who was that?
JJ.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Do we, if we want to sign up for the on-ramp program, or first of all, will you contact us? And also, do we have to go through the pilot training? As you know, for those of us, and we talked a little bit yesterday, if we're existing sellers, do we have to still go through the pilot training to get to the on-ramp program? Or
no, okay. No. You definitely don't have to go through. So the workshop I had yesterday was just kind of an introduction. The Q&A we did today as well, and then. Just helping those who wanted some hands-on walkthrough through getting their first listing completed. But you can definitely just start on your own. I would encourage you, if you're interested, just come up to me afterwards, or I'm happy to give my email information to Carl if you don't get a chance to talk to me. Just put your name down. I can follow up with all of this information and give you the URL and what have you. Once we have your eBay ID, your user ID, we'll just track it from our side. And once you have reached the level of participating in OnRamp, then we'll just contact you and get you enrolled with the phone support as well. But yeah, you can completely start on your own. This is just a support system. But if you don't want our help, then you can perfectly do it on your own.